Hello, and welcome back to the Dadpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. Hope everybody's having an absolutely fabulous day out there. We're starting a Wednesday today, and it's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day here in Northern California. It's getting a little hot still. We're having a little heat wave. So I wanted to talk a little bit about excuses and the excuses I kind of had in my life to really slow me down from my ultimate goals and what I really wanted to do, right? Roadblocks, excuses, problems. There's a big thing between reasons and excuses, right? Oh, a reason, you know, I got to sweep the floors. I got to do some laundry. I got to do dishes, right? I need to hang out with my friends. I got to go see my family. They miss me. I haven't seen them in a while, right? These are all excuses that we put as reasons. Yes, we need to do all that stuff, but there's a time where we need to just buckle down and do those things real quick. Stop making excuses and stop procrastinating and making a 10-minute project turn into a 30-minute project. Because if you do that a couple times during the day, your whole day is lost, right? It's gone, and we can never get that back, guys. We can never get that back. I had excuses of why I couldn't do this podcast sooner in my life. I had excuses of why I couldn't grow, right? And most of them were all limited beliefs, right? I thought I needed more help than I really did, you know? And maybe you guys are feeling the same way out there, right? And I'm here to tell you that if you really go after it, you can do anything you put your mind to, right? I had limited beliefs that just absolutely killed me, right? When I started my construction company, my limited belief was I was too young, right? I was too young to be a contractor and be a successful contractor. And that really, really held me back. Right, I would go into people's houses, and the first couple jobs I went to give bids to, where I was the only guy there, I had that belief in my head. And guess what? As soon as I walked in the door, my company is called Brink & Sons Construction. What was the first question? Oh, are you the son? Right? And I now know that because of my mindset, I kind of created those questions, right? I didn't have the confidence I needed to have to do these projects for these folks that I knew I could do, and I'd done way bigger projects, but me not being confident in myself, I didn't get the jobs, right? And I would always get that question, oh, are you the son? Where's Brink at? Right? Is that your dad in you? So really what first changed me was I went out and I got an older gentleman to play the dad role. Now he's Brink, I'm the son, right? And that helped me out a little bit, but it also almost sunk my company because I gave way too much trust in this older gentleman that said he knew it all, but he didn't know it all. And I watched him, and he didn't know it all. But I had brought him in, and I had made promises, and I wanted to keep those promises. And it almost sunk my company, right? So I put down the booze a couple years ago, right? And really went on this self-development journey, right? To better myself, to be a better entrepreneur, to be a better father, to be just to start becoming an absolute great dadpreneur, right? And really be there for my family. And alcohol was a big role to my excuses, right? So, I mean, my biggest excuse, I'd be on jobs, right? And it would be one little thing that would go wrong, and I would go, we can handle it tomorrow. Let's go to the bar. Let's go have a drink. There's a bar stool calling my name, right? And man, that was my excuse. That was one of my biggest excuses. And it was holding me back more than anything, right? I would, you know, run out of material, run into any problem, like I said, right? Have any little hiccup, any roadblock, and go, I can handle it tomorrow. Let's go. Let's go hang out with the guys at the bar. My friends at the bar stool, right? Obviously, they know what's going on. They hang out here every day. You know, and I really fell into that trap of wanting to go to the bar and wanting to drink. And it was hurting me so badly because I wasn't taking care of my responsibilities. And that was my excuse, right? And to live your life with those excuses, you're not going to get where you need to be. We're running out of time. We're running out of days, right? Never is tomorrow promised, right? So today, make life better for your tomorrow, right? And put down those excuses because that stuff can wait. You don't need to watch. You don't need to catch up on that favorite show, right? I know it's important to some of us to watch TV and it's our relaxing time, right? But that's not getting you anywhere closer to your goal. If you really, really want to succeed and live this level 10 life that we all so deeply desire, we have to stop with the excuses. We have to stop with the limited beliefs. And that's what really got me going, is when I really looked back and analyzed where I was in my life and where I wanted to be, and realized that these other things didn't matter, right? These folks at the bar, they didn't matter. They were my poison, right? They were my limited beliefs. They were holding me back. So I'm not here to ever preach about not drinking. I just want to enlighten you guys a little bit about how much it has changed my life, right? When I put down the booze, I ended up getting so clear and just so determined on really going after, really finding my message and spreading it to all my family and friends at first. And then I started doing some videos on Facebook, some positivity videos, right? Because there's so much negative on there. And then it kind of led to, I wanted to reach more of the masses, guys. I wanted to reach you. Everybody who's listening to this, I wanted to reach you and tell you there is a way, and get rid of those limited beliefs and stop with the excuses, because they'll kill us and we can't get any of this time back ever, guys. So we as a whole need to just stop living a life of lies and really falling into the excuse-based, I gotta do this over here. You know, it's not gonna kill you if your laundry waits for a day. Yeah, if you're out of underwear and socks, it's good to have cleanliness and good hygiene and all that kind of stuff. But it's also good to make an excuse of why you can't do that right now, because you need to work on your goals. Even if it's just 20, 30 minutes a day, work on your goals to better your today, to better your tomorrow. Right? So you can, you know, look back at tomorrow and say, I'm better than I was yesterday, right? Because the only person we really need to ever compare ourselves to is the guy we were or the gal we were yesterday, right? And that's what really is going to help us out. Stop comparing yourself to these other folks. They probably, you know, they're ahead in their life because they had less excuses of why they couldn't go after their dream, right? Don't ever compare yourself to anybody that's further ahead in the journey than you. And don't ever look down on somebody that's not there either. They just have made different choices in their life and they had different excuses. You know, I was just so just burdened with excuses and overwhelmed. And all of a sudden I would just totally create this overwhelming feeling of all this stuff I had to get done and time's limited and we got to go, we got to go, we got to go. And then, you know what? I got a show I could watch, catch up on. Let's just get out of this reality for a little bit. Sit down and just, you know, get into somebody else's life. And man, it was holding me back in such a harsh way. So, guys, let's put down the excuses. Put down the remote. Put down the drinking every day, right? If you can, right? You will be amazed on what you can accomplish when you're not wasting your time, you know, drinking and watching TV and doing all the little stuff that really is just time suckers, right? And just sucks every last bit of your life out of you. So, but all right, guys, you know, we're coming to the end now. So I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be doing this. I'm so grateful that I've been given the opportunity. I'm so grateful that you guys have downloaded this episode. Please go on iTunes and leave me a rating. You know, that's what's going to drive this show. That's what's going to get it out to more people that want to really see it. And it's do me a solid and take a couple minutes out of your day and go in there, subscribe, Dadpreneur Podcast. Give me a rating, maybe give me a shout out. Tell me what's good, tell me what's bad, tell me what helped you. All right, you can reach out to me at zachbrink@gmail.com, zachbrink@gmail.com. So, you guys have an absolutely fabulous day. I'm Zach Brinkman. This is a Dadpreneur Podcast. And leave you with some words of keep smiling and stay positive, guys. And I'll see you on the next one.